98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey, too. We are excited to have her back. We've had many requests, and here she is, our numerologist, our resident numerologist. It's Sunita Sitara.
Hello. World traveler.
World traveler is right. You're all over the place.
I know.
So here's how this works. Basically, Sunita will get your name. We do it off the air, so we don't have to use last names and everything on the air. But then she kind of adds up the numbers and everything. She does her magic stuff, whatever it is. And this time we're going to do career paths, right?
Yes.
What people should be doing for a career?
Well, you know, I was talking with Casey, and we were thinking about what's happening in this economy right now. People are losing jobs. Maybe they need to go into a different profession. And so this will help you. I mean, you may be in the right profession, you may be in the wrong profession, and the numerology will help you.
I saw a survey that said that 54% of Americans are actually planning on switching careers or getting another job once this economy gets a little bit better.
Yes.
So people are looking to switch. People are looking to change up. So let's get to it and go to Kara in Oklahoma City. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kara. You're on with Sunita Sitara. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So how do you like your career right now, Kara?
I love my career. I'm just finding it a little bit, it's slowing down a little bit, but I love what I do.
Okay.
Okay. Tell me what you do, Kara.
Well, I'm a recruiter, and I find nurses and doctors jobs.
Oh, you know.
And I love it, but it's just, I'm seeing a little bit of the effects of the economy. People aren't seeking me out as much, and it's a little bit tough.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, my daughter is a nurse recruiter. This is such a coincidence.
Weird. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, you guys are competing.
I know. Kara, I want you to move away.
Change professions.
change professions, Kara. You're not in the right place.
No. That's Sunita talking. Now let's let the numbers talk and see what they say.
Okay, Kara, so you are it's a K-A-R-A?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Kara. All right, so your full name comes to a six, and really, you should be either an artist or a musician. Do you have any artistic ability?
Yes, I love to write.
Oh, well, then you really need to be doing that. But you know what? Being in the recruiting business, you are in the right profession because you should be working with nurses, hospital chiefs, welfare workers, teachers. You just need to have a position of responsibility. So I think you might be in the right profession.
Wow.
Wow, very good.
All right. So see, you've already picked the right career path.
But now if you wanted to change, you could go into art.
Okay.
Okay.
Or art. That always pays well.
I mean, hey, wait a second.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I have a degree in art.
Oh, well, see, you're doing okay then.
See, there you go. Yes.
Well, let's go to the next one and go tell Laura. Hi, Laura. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You're doing great. You're on the line with Sunita Sitara.
Hey, Laura. And Laura, you spell it L-A-R-A?
Yes.
Okay, great. So tell me what you are doing, Laura.
I do a lot of administrative work for a large billing company for ER services.
Oh, okay. So, you know, did you ever want to be a lawyer? You would make a very good judge or a lawyer or some type of an inventor. Do you have those types of, you know, inclinations where you want to invent things?
Not really sure. I have never thought about that particular field. I can be pretty argumentative at times. But.
Okay, there you go.
You need to be.
But, you know, you have a very analytical mind. So if you were thinking of going into something else, you're very good at giving people advice. So I bet a lot of your friends come to you and ask you for your opinion. And you're a good listener, I bet anything.
They do. And I do like to listen and help out a lot when I can.
Yeah, so basically, you could go into psychology and you could go into those types of things. I think you need to be an inventor. Invent something for us.
Yeah! You know, we're
that's easy.
Get busy there. Good for the zipper guy, you know, why not?
Yes.
As soon as I come up with it, I will make sure I display it to Drew and Casey first.
Yeah, no, hey, wait a second. You got to call me first.
I was going to say, if you're coming for investors, don't come here. Laura, thanks for the call. 460-9899 star 989 on your AT&T wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita Sitara, see where your career path is going. We'll take more calls next. You're Casey on KISS FM. 98.9 KISS FM, Drew and Casey 2. Right now, we've got Sunita Sitara. She is here. She's our resident numerologist, and she is telling people what their career paths are.
And I will tell you, you know, it's limited on the phones, how many calls we can take, but you have a website up, SunitaSitara.com.
Right.
And people can always email us at the station, and we'll forward them on to you.
Yes. But now they can email me directly if they want
That's handy.
Yeah, it sure is. And I've got you guys linked, so if you want to link me, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah. Consider we'll do that. Yeah, we'll get that done.
Yeah, we'll put it in our blog section to make sure there's a link up there after Sunita gets out of here. So, Lindy, let's go to Lindy in Norman. Hi, Lindy.
Hi.
All right, Lindy, you're on the air with Sunita Sitara.
Great. Thank you.
How are you doing, Lindy?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Okay, so what are you doing right now? Are you thinking about changing your profession?
Well, right now I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have been for six and a half years, and I was going to school to do something in the medical profession before I was a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, okay. Do you think you want to go back to school?
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what I want to do.
Well, I think this is a great thing that you're calling me. Have you ever thought about becoming a psychologist?
No.
Hey,
well, start thinking it.
They get paid pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have really good intuition, number one, and you'll work with people. You really like to have harmony. I bet you love to have harmony in your home. And are you the peacemaker of the family?
Yes.
There you go. You would be a great diplomat. Now, if you ever thought about going into politics, you would make a very good politician. So
Lindy.
You could be a diplomat, politician, or a psychologist, and always listen to your intuition because you're always on the money with that.
Great.
That sounds
Thank
pretty
you.
Good, Lindy. Well, good luck getting back to school and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see her as the next president of the United
Maybe.
States.
Maybe. Remember that name.
Yes.
And we'll say, hey, you called that
back
in 09. Remember that, Sunita?
She could get on stage. No, I think Sunita Sitara.
Yes.
For my career path.
I like that.
Angela in Del City is up. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
All right, Angela, you're on with Sunita Sitara.
Hey, Angela.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm doing really well. Now, what are you doing right now in your life as far as your profession is concerned?
Well, right now I'm the Secretary of the State Fire Marshal's Office.
Oh, okay. You really need to be a CEO, girlfriend.
Yeah, but not a corrupt one that steals our money.
That's right. Don't take my money. But you need to be the owner of a business. You are a pioneer. You are a leader. You're very creative. So you like to, like to be the boss of everyone, I think.
Angela,
I do.
Have you ever wanted to own your own career and be your own boss?
I've thought about it, yeah. I've thought about getting into photography.
You know, you would be good at this because you have that creative ability and you have the drive. So if you're looking for a different profession, I'd go for owning your own business.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
That's a good reading, I think.
Yeah.
Working for yourself, being your own boss. Yeah.
Being your own boss. She doesn't like for anyone else to tell her what to do.
Does anybody?
Well, who does?
Well, Angela, how does that sound? Do you want to be your own boss?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. My phone is...
No.
Off.
You know what?
Well, good luck to you.
When you're your own boss, you can buy a new one, okay?
Yeah.
Get that photography studio opened up. We got time for a couple more phone calls. 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. It's 98.9 KISS FM. Drew and Casey playing the most hits of the 80s, 90s, and today. And we got Sunita Sitara, our numerologist, here for one more segment. We got to get back to it and go to Felicia from Shawnee. Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
Hello.
Felicia, you're on with Sunita Sitara, and she's going to tell you what your career should be.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Felicia, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. And what do you do right now?
Right now, I'm a college student.
You're a college student. Okay. So you have the numerology for being a pioneer, leader, owner of a business. Are you in any kind of the artistic field, or you have the ability to be a great artist?
Felicia, what are you studying?
Actually, I'm a business major.
Business major, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, so what you're going to do is you'll be a creative person along with, you'll listen to your creative ability and the business major part of it, you definitely will be able to own your own business if you wanted to go in that direction.
Oh, Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, she's another one that could be the boss, right?
She's the boss.
Yeah. That's a good reading, Felicia.
Yeah.
I wish that was mine.
We all want that one. Like, oh, man, she got to be the boss one.
I know. So you get to be the boss. Actually, she's going to be the boss of everyone no matter what.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
No matter what she's doing for a living, huh? Okay.
Well, Felicia, good luck and good luck with school, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We got time for one more, and that's Manda. Hi, Manda.
Hello.
Manda, you're on with Sunita Sitara.
Okay, Manda, what are you doing right now in your life?
Right now, I'm actually still in college.
Okay. So have you ever thought about going into, like, the stock market or something like that, becoming a broker by any chance?
I've never thought about broker, really.
Really? Yeah. Okay. You would be very good at buying or selling things, being a consultant. Again, this is the number for organizer or big business. And you like also, it's like to be in control, and you don't like to have limits put on you. But if you're at all inclined in the financials, I would definitely go and look into either banking or, brokering, being a broker.
Amanda, mm-hmm. What are you studying now?
Right now, I'm actually going to school to be an ag teacher.
Oh, okay. To be a teacher?
Okay. Well...
You may want to go see your counselor.
What about math teacher? Could math teacher work?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that tell me a little bit more about yourself. Do you like to look at the stock market at all?
Well, I don't really follow it very closely, but, like, I've thought about recently switching over to, like, an ag business degree or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, think about just kind of, educating yourself as far as the stock market is concerned. You're young, and you could really make money at this.
And if she's taking the agriculture classes, you can still do the trading with, of course, all the corn and all the food and everything
like that. Yeah, all of the commodities.
Like
yeah. You could be in the commodities for sure and make a ton of money and then send us some.
Okay.
That's what Sunita's here for, making people rich.
That's right.
I like it.
That's my job.
Thank you very much once again. Sunita Sitara, another fantastic job.
Thank you.
SunitaSitara.com, or in just a second, we'll set up a link on our blog section at 98.9KissFM.com. Be careful in Canada.
Yeah.
I will be. Thank you.
We'll see you next month.
Yes, I'll be back next month, and we'll do another one, whatever you guys want to do.
We'll find something to talk about.
We can't wait to hear what happens in Canada. We basically live through you, Sunita, all your travels.
Well, my sister has her own radio station in Canada, so I'm going to be doing numerology up there.
So she's putting you to work, okay.
She's going to put me to work, yeah.
All right, well, make sure you come back, all right?
I will, I promise.
It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM.